The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. But they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
I've always identified with Peter in this gospel. I too was not a very fast runner when I was young. I remember one year between my junior and senior year playing football, my 40-yard dash time was so slow that the coaches made me stay after workouts to work on my speed. And I actually did improve it, so enough. This week, this Holy Week, we move from darkness to light. Now we glory in the resurrection of Jesus and the light of life. We move from Holy Week into resurrection. And in our hearts, we have to move from not only knowing about Jesus to actually knowing the person of Jesus. Jesus who offers his life for the salvation of the world. Jesus who speaks to us, lives with us, sacrifices his whole life for us, dies for us. And in the fullness of time, he rises from the dead to say to us, "Follow me. Follow me." I want to wish all of you a happy Easter, all who gather today. And Easter blessings to all of your families, to all the individuals who are here, to all visitors. We welcome you to St. Joseph Parish. We're glad that you're here this morning. It's a beautiful thing to see the church full. And so know that you're always welcome. And we hope to see many of you here even after Easter Sunday. Follow Jesus. Do any of you like to watch movies? Okay, good. I was like, certainly I'm not the only one. It would have been different if I said, do any of you like to read books? You'd have been like, what's that? No, movies are wonderful. Most movies in the world today bring us what we might call redemption stories. We like a good redemption story. We love to read about and watch and listen to the stories of persons or groups moving and finding their way from danger into freedom. We love the story of a person who encounters truth and purpose, and then working hard, they achieve a freedom. One of the great American movies in history is one called The Shawshank Redemption. Have you seen this? So if you haven't, spoiler alert. Sorry. The Shawshank Redemption, maybe one, possibly one of the top 10 movies of all time. And redemption is literally in the title, so you know what's going to be happening in this story. Shawshank is the name of a prison in the story. The movie is partly about an escape from prison, but in truth, it's about this one man, Andy Dufresne, who inspires hope in a group of institutionalized men. Many of them who have been in prison for many, many years, hoping to receive a parole, but knowing that they probably will die in this prison. And so Andy, this main character, who from the very beginning is plotting and planning his escape from prison, but he enacts this plan over many, many years. And so during that time, he teaches these men to strive for more in their life. He dares them to hope and to find freedom even while incarcerated. And so one of the great lines of the movie is about hope. Andy tells his best friend Red, "Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies." Easter is a celebration of eternal hope in the one who came to give us life. When we proclaim Jesus Christ and his resurrection, it is a proclamation of that best thing, hope. And the world needs desperately a great infusion of eternal hope. Follow Jesus. If you do not follow Jesus, what do you follow? Who do you follow? This is an important question, an important personal, spiritual question. What or who do you worship? What or who is your God? If not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian God who was revealed to us by Jesus within his church, then who? Then what? Let me offer an answer. Let me offer a reason for you to choose Jesus Christ and his church. With Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church, all the problems of the world have already been answered. With Jesus, we do not need to be afraid. We can rest in hope. Now, this doesn't mean we sit down and do nothing in the world or in the church. It means we must become true witnesses of the gospel of hope. Last night, we began the Easter Vigil in darkness, a part of the ritual, to begin in complete darkness. And this is for a purpose. The church invites us in that moment to look at the night, the darkness of that night, and to not be afraid. Go into the darkness of this night with the confidence and love of Jesus. So for the Christian, this darkness is not scary. We should not be afraid. Why? Because we see the light of Jesus. We always see the light, and we know where to go. We know the way to the Heavenly Father. We have the sacraments of the church, which act as a compass, leading us always to truth, goodness, and beauty. We have this light. And so we are always pilgrims who trust in the way. We trust in Jesus. If there are people wandering through the darkness of sin and death, if there are people lost in this darkness, then the world needs witnesses of the gospel to walk with them. You see, Christians, we're not afraid of the dark. And in fact, we must remain there if we know the way, because those who are lost, those who are in the dark, those who don't know where Christ is, we have to help them. We need pilgrims of hope. This is the call to missionary discipleship in the church. If we do not help people find the light of Jesus, they will walk toward any light that seems good. They will believe in any truth that seems good. And this is dangerous because it will be a truth that is created by themselves and is not from God. We need people in the church willing to listen, to love, to sit with those who are lost, hurting, angry, and afraid. We must offer the love of Jesus. We must offer the truth of the church's teachings and life. We need to teach others how to pray. We need to bring them to the Eucharist and adoration. We must offer Jesus. How will you respond then to the darkness of the world? Do you sit here today afraid, lost, and wandering through the darkness of sin? Do you need healing and peace? Will you reach for Jesus, the light of the world? Come to the light. Come to truth. Come to a true healing of your life. Let Jesus open your eyes. Jesus has defeated the darkness. He has defeated death. Do you have wounds in your life? Have you been hurt? Have you hurt others? Do you long for joy? Have you lost your hope? Then know this: Jesus loves you. God sees you. God stands with you. God has unlocked the door that lets in the light that dispels the darkness and evil of this world. The devil wants us to be lost in the dark. Jesus says, though, come to the light. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do not be afraid then to proclaim this to the world, these words to Jesus. Choose the best thing. Choose hope. Choose the light of Jesus. Say yes when Jesus says to you, follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.